Hi, I'm Paul Pachter, the president and CEO of Long Island Cares, and welcome to another episode of Breaking Bread right here on YouTube. You know, Breaking Bread is sponsored by CardWorks. Our friends at CardWorks handle all the accounting needs for corporations that deal with credit cards. So if you accept MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or anything else, and you have the need for a back-end accounting firm, go to CardWorks. Visit CardWorks.com. I'm so excited today to welcome to the show my friend Jennifer Kona. She is the lead person, the lead partner, the president?
Yes, all
all of the above. Jennifer is the head of the Kona Law Group, and they specialize in elder law, which is really an important part of the law because there are so many people on Long Island that are aging. Jen, welcome. It's so good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great Pleasure. To be here.
So let's begin by talking about what Kona Law Group does.
We practice elder law exclusively. So our firm name is actually Kona Elder Law. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating our 25th year. Mm. All we do is elder law, trusts and estates, everything that flows from that, guardianships, asset protection planning, estate litigation, estate administration, all those things that flow from the special needs of people as they age and their family members. Mm-hmm. It's a multi-generational area of the law, so we're taking care of parents as they age, their children, which may be baby boomers typically, right. Grandchildren, and it's also very holistic. So people come to us, yes, they need legal help, but there's so many other things they need. They need help getting into a nursing home, they need guidance on assisted living, or modifications to their home so they can age in place at home, right. Or reverse mortgage so they can afford to stay home. There's so many things that go into elder law, and one of our priorities is to help people with all of that under one umbrella, mm-hmm. so they don't have to have things piecemeal, and so they don't walk out of our door and say, okay, that was only one part of the process. Now, what do I do about all of these other things?
Sure.
So we actually opened many years ago a caregiver resource center. Mm-hmm. And that is a clearinghouse of information on all things related to elder care and elder law, like some of those things I just described, mm-hmm. Where people can come in and get information on different home care agencies, assisted living, nursing home, reverse mortgages, prepaid burial contracts, home modifications, anything like that, all those things that come up, and they can come into the center at their leisure, look at all this information. There's no pressure because there's no sales. Mm-hmm. Compare, contrast, figure out what they want to do, take information with them. And we actually just last week had a rededication of the center and an open house, and all of our colleagues came in, brought all new materials. Mm-hmm. We restocked the center. And it was great. And it is the Alan and Susan Snow Caregiver Resource Center. Susan Snow was a social worker at AHRC for 32 mm-hmm. years. And Alan was an attorney, and both beloved in the community. So we're happy to carry on their legacy.
Well, I would imagine that when a family comes to you, they have a tremendous need because, you know, when we get into the area of the needs of our seniors, and as you mentioned, you know, whether it's for legal advice or whether it's creating, you know, plans moving forward or getting other resources, this can be very traumatic and very emotional for the family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the client, the person who, you know, 70, 80, 90 years old, whatever, and they're going through a lot of different feelings, you know, having to need the help of your children. Mm-hmm. You sort of think about it when you're in your 50s and 60s that one of these days I'll need my kids to take care of me. But then when the time comes, it's very traumatic.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a whole system out there that has to be navigated. Mm-hmm. And your law firm helps with that navigation. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about when families come, what do they present you with, you know, and where you step in and help? Because I guess my feeling is you'd first have to get over the initial this is very hard for me to accept, but
yes,
I've got to have it done.
Yes, and a lot of families come in crisis. Mm. Something has happened, such as mom fell, and she's in the hospital, and now she needs to go to a nursing home, and we have to pick a nursing home immediately because they're going to discharge her. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of stress. We're going to lose all of our money. That's what we hear a lot.
Yeah, I would imagine yep. that's a major concern.
Major concern. We didn't plan ahead. What are we going to do now?
When you mention assisted living, last I heard, we were talking about $3,000 a month to get into assisted living in terms of the fees.
I don't know when you last heard, but it's more like $9,000
yeah,
a month.
Well, probably about 15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's wow. very expensive. And nursing home is about $15,000 a month. So even if you've saved, you know, all of your life, that can be burned up very quickly, you know, in a few months, a year, whatever your savings may be. So it's a real panic mode. And that's not even talking about the person's loss of independence, all those other fears. I'm going to be a burden to my children. You know, do I have to move? I'm going to live here forever. Like all of those emotions that are so scary that, like you just said, none of us want to face. We knew it may come someday, but honestly, we were hoping to never have to deal with it. So it's really a 1-2 punch. It's very difficult. And then you may have children who may have different ideas about mom or dad's care. So there can be some family fighting.
Sure.
So it's a very sensitive area of the law. And we as attorneys have to be very sensitive. We have to really listen to who's in the room and not just come in with what we think the solutions should be. Because you could just say, here are the legal solutions, but you shouldn't, because it's not the same for every family. You have to really figure out their goals and really figure out what is best in this case and how are we going to get there. It's legal issues, it's financial issues, and it's emotional issues.
Absolutely.
There's no other area of the law that I'm aware of, well, maybe family law, where it's so wrapped up that way. And you have to make all three of those things work together. Very difficult.
And it's not easy. Stay with the, I'm still amazed that my $6,000 a month, $3,000 a month plan is now $15,000 a month. What does a family do? They really need the service, but there isn't a lot of money in the bank. Maybe the mom or the dad that they're looking to place, maybe they own a home, which they bought, you know, 50 years ago on Long Island for $18,000, which now may be worth $500,000. What do you possibly tell a family that doesn't have the financial resources to place their loved one in assisted living? Do they have to give up everything? You know, sell the house, get rid of any cars, get rid of any assets, any bank accounts, any stocks, in order to place your mom, you know, in a comfortable location? And then, how long is that for? Until the money runs out?
In some cases, yes, unless the parent has long-term care insurance. Or unless they can get into what's called an ELP bed, assisted living placement, where Medicaid can cover an assisted living placement. So those are kind of rare. There are more coming to Long Island, but those are coveted spots. So for assisted living, yes, it's kind of the situation where they may have to sell the house in order to pay for the care. Nursing home is a little bit different. If your family member, your mom, your dad is going to a nursing home, there's planning that you can do even at the last minute. And spouses have the right to transfer everything from the spouse needing the care into the well spouse, the community spouse's name, and the spouse needing the care can go on Medicaid right away. And the spouse in the community can sign spousal refusal. And the spouse in the nursing home can get care on Medicaid right away. And the reason for that is there's a protection in the law where the government has a public policy where they don't want to impoverish two spouses, because the spouse in the community will then be on food stamps and other government programs. That doesn't make any sense. So that planning tool is available to us. And if you have a single person, they can do promissory note planning. They can do some last minute techniques where they can save possibly one half of their assets. So they're not going to lose everything,
right. But
they'll lose half if they didn't plan ahead.
And you mentioned Medicaid as opposed to Medicare.
Right.
Does Medicare have a role in all of this at all? I'm assuming yes for the nursing home because it's medically out of medical necessity and you have to score. The social worker has to write up, you know, the intake. So
right. Talk
a minute about Medicare. How does that work?
So Medicare has a role, but it's a small role. Mm. And I want to say that because a lot of people sit back in comfort and say, oh, well, I have Medicare, I'm good.
Right.
That's not the case. Most people, if they go from the hospital to a nursing home, mm-hmm. will get 20 days of Medicare coverage. They can get from days 20 to 100 if they still have a medical need, if they're still making improvements, mm-hmm. if they're meeting these certain criteria, they could get that extra coverage. And in some cases, their private insurance may cover that delta up to the 100 mm-hmm. days. But don't count on it. Now, if you go on Medicaid, if you've done some planning, you can get Medicaid to cover that delta.
Mm-hmm.
But again, don't count on it. And then in the home care arena, if someone goes from the hospital and goes home, they may get some home care covered. A therapist to do OT or PT in mm-hmm. the home a couple times a week for a couple of weeks. That's about it. So not something to rely heavily on, obviously. It's very limited.
And I have the impression, I've seen you speak many times in the community. I've read some of the material that you send around online from your firm. And when I first encountered you, I honestly thought that you were a social worker.
Ah.
Because of the way you spoke. Now, me being a social worker, I'm like, okay, well, this is really good because I'm not that familiar with this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then...
I'm flattered that you think I'm
a
social
worker. No, I did. And I'm flattered you think I'm an attorney. But the important thing is you are a social worker. In addition to an attorney, in addition to an advocate, in addition to a financial advisor, you know, we at Long Island Cares deliver groceries to the homes of 2,000 seniors every month.
Mm-hmm.
And our volunteers and our staff who visit these homes often find, even if the couple is still together, there's no widow, no one's passed away,
mm-hmm.
that the seniors are struggling not only to maintain food in their houses, but to maintain the house. So the staff will go there in the middle of the summer and they'll say, you know, just kind of warm in the house.
Mm.
Do you have an air conditioner? Yeah, I have an air conditioner. It hasn't worked in 3 years.
Mm.
Or there's a crack in a window. They didn't think about fixing it. They don't have the resources to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Their microwave doesn't work anymore, but they don't have the funds to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And our staff gets really upset when they come back and they report things like this. You know, we're delivering these people food, and yet they have so many other needs
mm-hmm.
that we have to address. I'm getting the sense in listening to you that if you're going to start to do elder care planning, you better start doing it early.
Absolutely.
And not wait, you know, until someone is 70 or 75 or 80.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work now? I think we both would agree that so many of the children who have elderly parents living on Long Island, probably the majority of them, don't live on Long Island. They've moved away for mm-hmm. business. They're raising their families, you know, in North Carolina or Arizona. And that in itself takes the toll on the family. And I could imagine someone saying, well, my wife and I are leaving. We're going to be moving to Florida. I got to prepare something back here, especially if you're an only child.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to take on that responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell families that find themselves in that position?
We tell families it's never too early to plan. You're never too young. You're never too old.
Yeah.
And you're never too rich or too poor. If you have a home, you have something to protect. If you have a little bit of money in the bank, you have something to protect. And if you have a lot of assets, you should also be planning. And the same thing with being too young or too old. If you're 50 or 60, you should start planning. And similarly, if you're 80 or 90, it's not too late. Like I said before, you can still protect half of your assets if you're in that crisis mode. But preferably, we're planning earlier. And people have gotten much smarter over the years as this has become more common. People are more well-versed in elder law these days. So people are planning, doing asset protection planning as part of their retirement planning. So it is getting more and more part of the vernacular, if you will, which is a great sign. Everybody should be doing it along with regular estate planning, their advanced directives, healthcare proxy, living will, and power of attorney. Those are necessary documents that everyone needs to have. So it's definitely part of what we believe so strongly in at Kona Elder Law is educating people. Here's what you should have and here's why. You know, these critical documents that everybody should have once they're over 18.
Mm-hmm. And that really is what we try to do with Breaking Bread. That's to educate our audience about services and programs that are available. This has not been an easy topic. And, you know, we speak often about the graying of Long Island, and it's been graying for decades now. And as you could hear from Jen's presentation, the more you plan earlier, the better off your chances are, aging gracefully and with a great deal of dignity. Jen, it's been such a pleasure to have you on. I wish we had, you know, hours to sit and talk about this. And I hope that sometime in the future we'll welcome you back. You really are out there on the front lines with your firm. And we're all the more better for it here on Long Island that the Kona Law Firm, Elder Law Firm, does exist. And I appreciate your time very much. If you enjoy what you're watching here on YouTube, Long Island Cares, Breaking Bread, then please consider subscribing and tune in every time we upload a brand new episode. Until next time, this is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares. Stay well, stay healthy, and keep taking care of each other. See you next time.